When Cave arrived at the scientist's study with his precious object, he said,
"Wace, this crystal is extremely important for me. I'll tell you everything about it later. I'm in a hurry now. But you must know there's a whole world inside it. I can see visions inside this egg."
He visited Mr. Wace the same evening. He told a complicated story. The crystal had come into his hands with other objects at the sale of another antique dealer's effects, and he had paid 10 shillings for it. While he was still deciding about the price to sell it for, he made a singular discovery. One night in August, unable to sleep, he went into the shop. It was impenetrably dark, except in one spot where there was a glow coming from the crystal egg. Its interior seemed to be filled by a thin ray of light which filtered through the shutters. From his days as a student, he knew that this did not agree with the laws of optics. He knew the rays were refracted by the crystal and came to a focus in its interior. It was like an empty sphere of some shining vapour, and when he was between the crystal and the ray, it remained luminous. Greatly surprised, he lifted it out of the light ray and carried it to the darkest part of the shop. It remained bright for about 4 or 5 minutes, then slowly became less bright and went out. He placed it in the thin ray of light, and its luminousness was almost immediately restored.